Hello, my name is Chloe Cunningham. I'm here with Jack Sevlov and Nora Zapalak from Lopez Elementary School to present a radio drama called Masterman. Masterman is a Nigerian folktale. We started rehearsing this play 1 week ago. Since there are only three of us, we each play several different roles, and we do our own sound effects. We hope you enjoy the show.
Once there was a man who was strong.
When he gathered firewood, he held twice as much as anyone else in the village. When he hunted, he carried home two antelopes at once.
This man's name was Shadusa, and his wife's name was Shatu. One day he said to her,
"Just look at the size of these muscles. Aren't they the most amazing things you've ever seen? I must be the strongest man in the world. From now on, just call me Master Man."
But Shatu said,
"Quit your foolish boasting. No matter how strong you are, there will always be someone stronger. And watch out, or someday you may meet that person."
The next day, Shatu paid a visit to the neighboring village. On the walk home, she grew thirsty, so she stopped by the well. She threw in the bucket. Then she pulled on the rope, but though she tugged and heaved, she could not lift the bucket.
Just then, a woman with a baby walked up.
Agaga, agaga, agaga.
Balanced on the woman's head was a calabash, which she planned to fill with water. Shatu told her,
"Oh, you'll get no water here today. The bucket won't come up."
The two women pulled together, but still the bucket would not budge.
"Wait a moment,"
said the woman. She untied her baby and set the wee baby girl on the ground.
"Pull up the bucket for Mama Coochums."
"Akakaka, akakaka, akaka."
The baby quickly pulled up the bucket and filled her mother's calabash, which she threw in the bucket and pulled it once more for Shatu.
"I don't believe it."
"Oh, it's not so surprising. After all, her father calls himself Masterman. He claims to be the strongest man in the world. She inherits her great strength from him. I just hope she doesn't turn out to be as big as a fool as he is, always bragging about his muscles."
"What a ridiculous coincidence. My husband also calls himself Masterman and spends most of his time strutting around and crowing at the size of his muscles."
Both women rolled their eyes and continued on their way.
When Shatu got home, she told Shadusa what happened.
"Master Man? He can't call himself Master Man. I'm the only Master Man in the world. Just look at the size of these muscles. Have you ever seen such ginormous muscles?"
"Honestly, dear, I wouldn't know. I have more important things to worry about than the size of your muscles. Not to mention, that baby is as strong as she is. Just think what the father must be like."
"We'll see about that."
The next morning, Shadusa set out early and walked till he came to a well. He threw in the bucket. Then he pulled on the rope, but though he tugged and heaved, he could not lift the bucket. Just then a lady with a baby walked up and began to untie her wee baby girl.
"Just what do you think you're doing?"
"I'm getting water, of course.
Well, you can't get water. The bucket won't come up.
The woman lovingly set down her baby, who effortlessly pulled up the bucket and filled her mother's calabash.
Whoa! How'd she do that?
It's easy when your father is Master Man.
Excuse me, I'm the only Master Man alive.
Yeah, right, whatever. Shadoo was totally flustered. He never found himself in this situation before. His strength outdone by a baby. He thought about going home, but instead he puffed up his chest and flexed his muscles and said,
I want to meet this fellow so I can show him the real Master Man.
Whatever floats your boat, follow me.
So the woman strapped her baby onto her back. And led Shadusa back to her compound. Inside the fenced yard was a gigantic fireplace, and beside it was a pile of huge bones.
What's all this?
Well, you see, our hut is so small that my husband must come out here to eat his elephants.
His elephants? How many elephants can he eat?
Well, he says he can eat 100 in a day, but I don't think it's over 50.
Shadusa began to feel a little uneasy. He puffed out his chest and flexed his muscles with all his might. Just then, he heard a great
roar!
So loud, Shadusa had to cover his ears. Then the ground began to shake. Shadusa's teeth began to chatter.
What's that?
That's Master Man.
Oh, this isn't looking so good for me or my magnificent muscles. I think I'd better be going now.
I think it's too late, big fella. The best we can do now is to find a place for you to hide.
By the fence
were some large clay pots, each as tall as a man, for storing grain. She helped him climb into one and then set the lid in place. As she walked away, Shadusa raised the lid a correct peek out. She gasped. And there, coming into the compound, was Master Man, carrying a dead elephant across his shoulders.
Papa!
Did you have a good day, dear?
Yes, but I forgot my bow and arrow. So I had to kill this elephant with my bare hands.
As Shadusa watched in horror, Master Man built a huge fire in the fireplace and roasted the elephant and devoured every bit but the bones. Suddenly, he stopped and sniffed.
Wife, I smell a man.
Do you now? Well, there's no man in here. One passed by while you were gone. That must be what you smell.
Too bad. He smells delicious. He would have made a tasty dessert to go with my elephant. If I weren't so darn tired, I'd go see if I could find him.
Then he rolled over, and before long, the leaves trembled from his snores. The woman hurried over to the pot and slid off the lid.
Okay, Mr. Big Shot, this is your chance to get away while you can.
Shedusa leaped out of the pot and bolted down the path. But before long, he heard a distant roar and felt the ground tremble beneath him. Masterman was coming. Shedusa ran until he came upon five farmers hoeing a field. One of them said,
"What's your hurry?"
"Masterman is after me."
"Relax, he's just a bunch of hot air. We won't let anyone hurt you."
Just then they heard a terrible
roar.
The farmers all dropped their hoes and covered their ears.
"What name of leafy green vegetables was that?"
"That was Masterman."
"Well, then we better get out of here." And they all ran off in different directions. And they Shedusa ran on until he met 10 porters carrying bundles.
"What's your hurry?"
"Masterman is after me."
"Chill, dude. There are 10 of us and one of him."
Just then the ground quaked and they all bounced into the air. And the porters fell in a heap all mixed up with their bundles.
"What in the name of 10 bundles was that?"
"That was Masterman."
"Then run for your life." And the 10 porters bolted from the path.
Shedusa ran on until he rounded a bend.
There beside the path sat a stranger.
There beside the stranger lay a huge pile of elephant bones.
"What's your hurry?"
"Masterman is after me."
"Whoever's after you is definitely not Masterman, because I'm Masterman."
From behind Shedusa came another
roar.
And once again they bounced into the air. The stranger caught him in one hand as Masterman ran up.
"Let me have him. He's mine."
"Oh, you think so, do you? Well, come on over here and get him."
Masterman lunged, but the stranger tossed Shedusa high into a tree. Then the two mastermen wrapped themselves around each other and wrestled across the ground.
Roar! Grrr!
The noise of the battle nearly deafened Shedusa, but the dust choked them and the trembling tree nearly shook him down. As Shedusa watched the two struggle to their feet, still clutching one another, they each gave a mighty leap and then they rose into the air.
Higher and higher they went, till they passed through a cloud and out of sight.
Shedusa waited and waited, but the men never came back down. At last he climbed carefully from the tree and ran and never stopped till he got home safe and sound.
And he never, ever called himself Masterman again.
As for those two, they're still in the clouds. They were where they battle on to this day.
Of course, they rest whenever they're both worn out.
But sooner or later, they start up again.
And what a noise they make!
Some people call that noise thunder.
But now you know what it really is.
To two fools fighting forever
to see which one is Master Man.
Hi, I'm Jack. I think this story is about five people. Two women who are wise, three men who think they are the strongest in the world, but they learn that no matter how strong you think you are, there will always be someone stronger. Maybe even a baby.
This is Nora talking. To me, this story is about what happens when three men think they're bigger and stronger. Then, what happens when three men think they're bigger and stronger than anyone in the world, and two of them end up fighting their way up into the clouds, never coming back down? The noise of their battling is what some people say makes the thunder.
I'm Chloe, and I think this story is about three people that think they should be called Master Man. One is really boastful. One is really big, and one is really mean. One of them, named Shedusa, learns that he can always be outdone by someone. So he quits trying to show off and fight people all the time. Because he figures this out, he is able to stay on Earth.